If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we finish this, the working week of the second week of ordinary time. Let us listen to your word. Let us listen to the actions and the words of David in today's first reading, and let us seek to do what you ask us to do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we have an important principle that we're seeing in the words of David. We're seeing the actions of David, and this is, of course, from 1 Samuel. And so these are important things that we need to see. We're looking, actually, at chapter 24. And it's kind of interesting because, of course, David and Saul are now in this battle with each other, and Saul has to, these are the words in the New American Bible Revised Edition, Saul has to relieve himself. So he's in a very vulnerable position. And in doing so, this is the opportunity for David to finally deal with Saul. So one of the things that David does is he sneakily cuts off a piece of Saul's skirt. And in doing so, he demonstrates how close he was to Saul. And what he's ultimately trying to show to him is it is not his intention to kill Saul, even though it is essentially Saul's intention to kill David. So this is one of the things that goes on. So this tension happens. But then he regrets this action because Saul is the Lord's anointed. This is key. This is one of the interesting things that we're seeing in the church today, because we're seeing, especially here in the United States and also other places like Kazakhstan and others, people who have this very antagonistic action towards the Pope. And I know many who are not Catholic don't necessarily agree with what I'm about to say, and that's fine. I mean, you're not Catholic. I understand that. But there are others who are Catholic, and you have to be careful how you address the Lord's anointed. This is something that David demonstrates. This is essential, how you address and how you treat the Lord's anointed. And if you treat the Lord's anointed with disrespect, then that puts you in a position that it doesn't, I don't want to communicate, like I told you in the very first day of the week, back on Monday, not communicating that God's grace is taken away or anything else. But what I want to communicate to you is the fact that this is something that is not of God, and God does not want you to be disrespectful to the Lord's anointed. This is something that David taught consistently, trying to teach this to his men, as we see in today's first reading, and consistently lived it himself. You do not disrespect or mistreat the Lord's anointed. You can disagree with the Lord's anointed, and that happens all the time. You can disagree with the Pope, a lot of people do, but you don't disrespect the Pope. And one of the things that I think is coming out, too, from my perspective, is those people who are disrespecting the Pope are showing me why I don't listen to them. Very, very simple. They're showing me why I don't listen to them and why I totally disagree with them. And this is important because you can disagree with the Pope, but, if it's, as we would say, non-infallible teaching, but you have to be careful about that as well. But you don't disrespect him. Now, when I talk about non-infallible teaching, it's so funny. You hear these people turn around. There's a this new catechism by the Auxiliary Bishop of
St. Mary Astana Diocese in Kazakhstan. I think I have that right. Or Astana Diocese in Kazakhstan. Bishop Athanasius Snyder. And he makes this intense black and white distinction between infallible or non-infallible teaching. Okay. And so he basically says you can disregard non-infallible teaching. No, you can't. And why would I say that? He said, because you have to understand the source of all teaching, and infallible teaching, which has only been two teachings in the church that the Pope has made that are infallible, and they have to do with the Assumption of Mary and the Annunciation of Mary. On the Immaculate Conception. Those are the only two infallible teachings the Pope has made. But he may teach on many other things. People say, well, that's not non-infallible, therefore we can disregard it. No, you can't. Your physics teacher teaches you something about physics, and it isn't, it's a theory, and it's a very strong theory, but it isn't like fully documented, like say something about black holes. Well, you don't disregard it. You don't say, well, it's non-infallible, therefore I'm not going to listen to him. You take it and you understand and you discern it and you act how you're going to use it in your life. Now, how are you going to use black hole teaching in your life? I have no idea. But how you deal with the Pope's teaching in your life, that's an important distinction. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We'll be right back. So I have a suggestion for you. If you want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, remember you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about how to go about test driving one, so to speak, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. Remember, the 10 o'clock AM Mass is our chanted Mass. Now, you may want to be attending Mass and you're not ready to donate and you feel self-conscious about that. Well, that's simple. Write down the word radio on a piece of paper. Because someone said, kind of like a promo code. Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. Write the word radio on a piece of paper. Put that into the collection and there you go. And now remember, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. It doesn't go for any other church or parish anywhere, but it only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston. If you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, the standing invitation is for you. We're located, put this into your GBS, 43 Holton Street. Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. It's 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. We're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road in the Mass Pike. Soldiers Field Road on one side, Mass Pike on the other. Please do not throw the stone. So that's where we are. If you're ever driving down Soldiers Field Road, by the way, and you see WBZ TV, we're right about four blocks roughly behind them. So that's where we are. So we're talking about this, recognizing that the Holy Spirit is working in the lives of the leaders and you respect them. You may disagree with them on certain things, but you don't take that lightly. And this is something that's happening, unfortunately, with many sectors of the church here in the United States. They are acting in a way that King David would flip over. Even David, before he was king, would flip over and says, you don't do that. And that's an important distinction. That's why I have to be honest, when I'm listening to some of these people, especially on Twitter or something, make these disparaging remarks about the Pope. These are Catholics. And making disparaging remarks about the Pope, they lose all credibility with me because they do not have the Lord's anointing the way the Pope does, and they don't have the guidance by the Holy Spirit the way the Pope does, and therefore they lose all credibility with me, which is why I make critical statement in a general way about those who do exactly that. Now, one of the things that we also want to think of in light of that is times that the Pope Previous popes have made statements and people either agree or disagree. And one of my favorite examples is Pope John Paul II. When he spoke on pro-life issues, a lot of the people who, like all of us, were struggling and trying to change people's hearts and minds on abortion and tried to help people understand that abortion is destroying a future powerful life, you know, as Mother Teresa said, the reason why you don't have a cure for cancer is the person who had the cure for cancer died in abortion. You know, this is one of the things that, so when the Pope spoke against abortion, people would be, go ahead. That's why we listen to our Pope. But then when he spoke against the war, the same people who said, this is why we have our Pope and he's great on these issues, same people who when he came out against the first Gulf War and the second Gulf War, Pope John Paul II, they said, why doesn't he mind his own business? And then the people who were for abortion, whenever the Pope spoke out against abortion, they would say, why doesn't he mind his own business? But when they were against the war and he spoke out against the war, they said, oh, that's why we love our Pope. You know, you see that. And it's fascinating that this goes on. Whereas that's part of that critical aspect that we're really not called to pick and choose, but we are called to discern how we take this teaching within our own life. And this is one of the important things. And I really believe that you're going to see people realize that the way they have treated this particular pope and their so-called orthodoxy will come back to haunt them. I have no idea how, but I think it really will. We're going to talk more on Monday, but in the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.